making your mornings magic. It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
More full moon readings with Sarah Moore. Text in your questions to 603-356-9145. This is the only time that we kind of press pause on all the music.
Yes.
We've got 1 hour just to do some full moon readings. So please keep texting in. And again, you can check out enlightenedhorizons.com for full details on everything that Sarah has going on. And mm-hmm. you're actually going to be over at the Soaking Pod next month, right?
We just announced it last night.
And it's already sold out.
I think it's sold out. Yep, 10 seats. It's on a Thursday, February 20th. From 6 to 8, and you'll be sitting there with your feet soaking in these fabulous things and copper pots, and I'll be doing little mini readings for all the participants. So
that's
everyone
really cool.
will be sitting there, and I'll just go around the room.
What a perfect setting for that, too.
The only bummer is I don't get to soak my feet while I'm doing it. I might have to negotiate that into my deal, but
yeah
I kind of walk around, and it's so much fun. We've
Very
done
cool.
other ones, but everyone was like, just wanted the readings, so we did it.
It's a great reason to follow Sarah on social media, Facebook, and all of that, so you can get a heads up on those types of events that you like to do, plus gallery readings and everything else going
on. I'm working with a project graduation for Kennett to do a fundraiser for them in the spring. So
excellent.
Yeah, go on the website, go on the Facebook page, and that's usually where I post what I'm doing, is
excellent.
A Facebook page.
That's enlightenedhorizons.com. Let's get to one or two here before we take a quick news break. We have Craig from Glenn texting in. They have a new baby boy, 7 months old, also an 8-year-old beagle named Keeler. Mm. Why does the 8-year-old dog seem to despise the baby? The dog won't give any attention and hardly acknowledges it.
There's a big energy behind the baby, and it's funny. First thing is the dog on my mouth on the left-hand side feels a little funky. I'm not a vet. I don't diagnose, treat, or cure or any of that, but just the gums feel a little inflamed on the left-hand side. That's the first thing the dog wants you to know, and also says, I don't want to go to the vet. I'm fine. But just take a peek in there. They could have a little piece of bark or something stuck in their gums. With the baby, there's a great grandfather figure from your father's side standing. So if you had the baby sort of sitting in front of you, looking at you, over the baby's shoulder to the right, is this big energy, and this is the protector of that baby. So it's kind of funny. I feel like if you walked in a room and a cat was there, the cat would look over the kid's shoulder because all the animals can see this energy.
Mm-hmm.
We can't.
Right.
It's just this child was meant to be yours, and I'm making darn sure it gets to the age of like 12 to 13 because it has big things to do. It'll live beyond 12 and 13, but that's the age where it sort of wakes up and realizes what its sole purpose is.
Wow.
Very that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's a little deep there for
I
that type
like
of question.
I like that. I know.
That one goes up to Craig from Glenn. This one is from Christy. Christy from West Ossipee. She says, Happy New Year and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Which
and
is
I have
really
to.
Cool.
That grandfather is still sort of. Hang
sure.
on 1 second.
Yeah.
The dog might totally be fine now with the baby because the dog is like, oh, good. So you know what it is. So just know that the dog might shift. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
That'd
be
thank
cool.
you.
And let us know, Craig,
yeah,
if that happens.
Exactly. Sorry. I'm trying to listen to you, and he's like, I'm not done.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, we apologize. Christy from West Ossipee mm-hmm. says, looking to know more from or about her aunt who passed away with her dog under tragic circumstances this past fall. She is around and at peace, but the messages have not been all clear.
She is so at peace, and I feel like I'm kind of busy. This is a woman that needed to get her, she knew what she wanted to get accomplished here in life, and because her life was cut sort of short, she's sort of on the other side in sort of what I call homework club. It's full-blown heaven is where she is. She's worthy of that, and I feel like most people do go, and I'm covered in goosebumps. So pay attention when you get the whoosh of goosebumps over your arms. That's how she's letting you know she's around. She doesn't just come and tap on your shoulder. This is somebody that when she comes in, she just envelops you, and she did the same when she was living. And she's sort of sitting there kind of going, okay, what did I understand about humanity, and what did I miss, and why did I give them the benefit of the doubt when other people didn't? Was I wrong, or were they right? And no, she was right. It's just... there was no ego attached to this person at all. So she would give unconditionally, and that's something that humans aren't used to doing. So she's still on the other side trying to figure out, okay, why? You know, this whole premiere with the big game day giveaway.
Yeah.
Did I actually say that correctly?
You missed the super, but you're good.
Okay, thank you. darn it. So with that, it's like everybody who's getting a chance to win... nobody else should get mad that somebody else got a chance. We all have the chance to win. And that's how she viewed life. So she's thrilled that you actually called her up on this because she's looking to get her message out through other people. Very interesting.
Very interesting, for sure.
Yeah.
Keep those texts coming, 603-356-9145. Sadly, the hour is just going so fast. So we're going to take a quick news break. We got a ski and board report coming up. And then after that, I promise, more full moon readings, and we'll go through them rapid fire.
Okay,
we'll get through as many as we can. We'll be back. It's magic.
These are the White Mountains, and Magic 104 knows all about them.